We're going to call the meeting to order. To stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. Ready for the roll call?
Okay, Mary Giraulo.
Here.
Alan Campbell.
Here.
Eleanor Milberg.
Here.
Brian Walters. Robert Witte. Madam Vice Chairman, we have a quorum. We can proceed.
Excellent. So looking at the minutes, any discussion? Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 They're passed. Okay. Alex, would you have any discussion items on under item D?
Not at this time.
Okay, great. Report by committee on programs or events attended. Any attendance to parks, any attendance to events that anyone would like to comment on? All right. Then we'll move on to old business. Old business, I don't have any agenda items under old business. I know we do have resignation of two members. Do we need to make any note of that for the minutes?
We can, yes, okay. Sure. We have received Chairman Hurley's resignation and committee member Joy Bingham.
Okay, great. So we'll also be sending out the availability of the position that people can apply for. So if anyone in the audience is interested in being on this committee, we do have vacancies, and they can find that application online. Is that right?
That's correct, and they'll be advertising in the News Journal.
Oh, great. Great. All right. Moving on to new business, we have the Cultural Arts Financial Assistance Grant Program, and are we approving the grant guidelines or just looking at them?
Just looking at them.
Just looking at them, okay. Now, I believe they were sent to us via email, so we, is that right? Did we have a chance to look at them already?
Mm-hmm. Would appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a copy of the grant process. So I know we'll be going over that in detail in the grant workshop after this meeting. Did the committee members have any questions about it? I've looked at it in detail, and the changes were just basically the dates were updated from last year. There weren't really any major changes. All right. I think this will be a short meeting. Any further discussion by committee on matters not on the agenda? Anything relating to parks and recreation that you'd like to bring up?
None other than I will not be here for the September meeting. We will be out of town the whole, whole month. So other than that, I don't have anything else.
Great. I actually had a thought coming up to this meeting. Was wondering what the procedure would be if we thought of having some meetings at Parks and Rec events, you know, sort of before an event or after an event, so we could observe the event at the time. I think that would allow the committee to observe and to evaluate programs. I'm thinking in particular of, you know, adult intramural programs. I wouldn't want to just go and watch one. That would be weird. But if the whole committee was there before the event, then it might make more sense. So maybe if we look at the schedule of Parks and Rec events, maybe if we had that emailed to us, we could decide if there was one that we sort of wanted to evaluate that we had, a bunch of us had never seen. That might be a good way to reschedule our meetings around the Parks and Rec schedule. Yeah. So I'd love to see that in an email so we can figure out the dates in advance. Is it, how far in advance do we have to know in order to set the dates?
In order, we'd have to advertise it.
Right.
So I would say 2 months.
2 months in advance.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Any other discussion?
Apropos of that.
Yes.
We have a meeting every other month.
Right.
Would this new, were it to be decided upon, would this not be helpful instead of just meeting every 2 months if we made it an attempt to say that there would be X number of opportunities when we look at the schedule, and those would count as our meetings, since that's what we're going to do, is a motion rather than just every 2 months showing up whether we have anything significant or not. And
yeah, so are you saying to go monthly but have the interim ones be just an event, or what are
you? I don't know, because you just had, I think that before we made any kind of a motion, we should take a look at what the schedule looks like. And if we took a look at it, at the schedule, if we thought it made sense, that we had the opportunity, it's not necessarily, to me, it's not necessary to come every 2 months if we don't have anything to do, so that we might be able to supplant our former idea of seeing if it was going to be a significant number of things that we would attend, and then we could discuss whether we would like to change our schedule in
that
line with that.
Definitely.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, and it may, of course, the timing will be affected by when the events are and which ones.
Right.
And we'll have to look at the committee member schedules to see that everyone can make it.
Or how many, at least a quorum.
Right.
At least a quorum, because, for example, I was thinking, well, the Christmas events, practically everyone is gone.
Right. Or,
so
exactly.
One of the things we would want to do is to look at the likelihood that people would be able to be in attendance, a significant number of them. You like that, all right?
Yes, that's fine. The other thing I was going to ask was, I see the applications for the grants have to be in by August 17th. Mm-hmm. When you would have the meeting in September, do you need a quorum in order to make those provisions?
Yes.
Now, it's up to anybody else. I'm just throwing this out. I would not be opposed to getting together sometime after the 17th. I'm not leaving until September 6th. So if we were able to get together before that, I'd be very happy to do that, just to make sure we have a quorum and we
right.
can proceed with what we're supposed to be
that
doing.
Makes sense. What was your dates that you're out?
We're leaving 6th of September and won't be back till 24th or 5th, something like that.
Yeah, so we could look at another date that might be good. Now, how long does the staff usually take to look it over before it's sent to? Because I know we end up having a week or two to review it before our meeting, so it might end up we have to push it into October. No, but we can't do that because the city council needs time. So it's either push it earlier. I don't think we can really push it later, probably. The council.
Later, I would probably say, yeah.
Oh, later, you think?
Yeah.
How much time does the council need to see it before their meeting?
Well, let's see.
Because it says that the recommendation for funding is presented to City Council all October 11th or 25th. So if that's flexible, I just don't know, you know, if that's dependent on the City Council's schedule.
It would have to be those dates to the City Council.
Right, right. But if it's the later of the two, then we have a little bit of flexibility to push the...
I can check with the city clerk.
Yeah, that would be good because, you know, it might be dependent on their agenda items. So if we have the ability to push our September meeting later, I'm fine with that.
Okay. I'll do that and I'll email all of you what she says, okay?
Great, thank you. Let's see, any public participation? I know we'll get lots of questions about the grant when we go to the workshop, but anything about Parks and Rec in general, things that you've observed in the local parks or in the recreation programs that you participate in, if you have anything you'd like to bring to the committee's attention so that we can move it up? Everyone's quiet. All right, I think we are done with our agenda items. We're ready to adjourn. I think we need a motion for that. Motion? Any? Do we have a motion?
So seconded.
Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, the meeting is adjourned, so we can move.